but we'll go ahead and get started. It won't be a long lesson. It will probably only be about 15 to 20 minutes unless Jane and I get real gabby, which we're inclined to do, and that we bounce ideas off one another. But basically, what I want to talk about tonight is appreciating silence, which might be counterproductive for us to do it over in our household. Because while I'll be talking about the significance of silence in the Christian life, we're going to have children in the background who's going to be causing a ruckus, but that's all right. So again, I'm talking about appreciating silence. All right. Now, I do want this to be as interactive as possible. I know that you're on Facebook, and I'm not going to ask you questions that get too personal because I don't want you to air out your laundry or anything like that. But I do have a discussion question to get things going. And the question is simply this: what are some unnecessary distractions in your life? Distractions are unavoidable, but some of them are important to have. But what about some unnecessary distractions? I want to give y'all some time, and feel free to put your answer in the comment field. What are some unnecessary distractions in your life? And I'll probably ask Jane to help keep up with your answers.
Okay, so yeah. You do need me to...
As long as it's muted. I just don't want to hear myself echo in the background. Let's see. All right. What is not working? Oh. There's our distraction.
Sorry, Andy.
But he's necessary. He's good to have around.
Yeah. You want to come sit? He's watching it snow. He likes to listen to the bells.
Yep. And here comes my oldest one.
He's fine, Ben.
No. Go ahead and take him.
Well, he was fine.
Yeah.
Go with Bubby. Go watch the snow.
This is what I meant by the irony of the lesson being done at our house when we're talking about distraction. Go on, buddy. Go ahead. Don't just yank him now.
Ben, let him watch right. Jeopardy in his room.
Uh-oh. People saying something's wrong?
Is that I don't know. She clicks on it, and so I don't know if the video's not showing, or if there's, or if it's a camera issue.
Are y'all able to see and hear me?
I think everybody else can.
Just making sure before we get into it too much.
Roxanne's helping.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And there's Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy Hazlett.
Yeah.
It's working great for me. Yeah, it is.
Jimmy.
Jimmy's one of my buddies. Old buddies.
You just called Jimmy old.
Well, he's not old, but... Anyway, I think I got my little ones... pretty cool in the background. So what are some distractions in your life? Anybody care to share at all? Janie held up one thing. Is that your distraction?
Well, yeah, the world, everything I need is right here.
Right. Okay.
What I need, don't need, think I need.
Right. Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about distractions and how significant it is to have silence in your life and times of reflection. Phone for sure. Yeah, there's Carissa. Hi, Carissa. And so, yeah, phones can be distracting. Social media can be distracting. They have their parts to play in life. I like my phone. I like social media. But they can be distracting and getting in the way. I pride myself on being a pretty big movie buff. I like movies. I like TV shows. If I do have downtime, that's one of my favorite things to do is just binge watch a few shows.
We have wasted a whole weekend.
Yes.
Watching entire seasons.
Yes, there's been times where we might like watch the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy or something. Someone says, are you on your phone? Yes. Are they talking to me? I don't know who's talking to who.
No, she's talking to...
Okay.
They're trying to fix the problem.
I don't mind to wait a little bit so that everyone has the ability to pay attention. So, I'm not going to sing or dance or anything like that to entertain. But I don't mind to give everybody a moment to make sure their phones are working or their computers are working or whatever it is that needs to be fixed. But I will say this. One thing I'm excited about being back in Kentucky is having constant access to LA ones. Mm-hmm.
I don't have my group.
Jane went and got me some. Yeah.
It must be a Southeastern.
Yeah. Are Grippos, you know, chips, Grippo chips not sold around here? I'm waiting to see if someone says they can get them at Walmart or something. All right. LA one.
Well, I mean, the phone can be a wonderful tool. Like, I can help the kids with homework or research. It's so much easier to help Ben do a research project than when I was a sophomore in high school.
Right.
Because, I mean, everything is here. He can have a full encyclopedia and set in his hand where we had the set, you know, there were two shelves.
Right.
That I would have to go look up this, that. So that could also be bad also, because it's all right here at your fingertips. You're not having to research. But, and, I mean, you can fellowship with Christians around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it is. But also then you can get caught up in the drama of social media, of trolling and just scrolling through, and you're afraid to put your phone down because what are you going to miss? So, I mean, there's...
Yeah, I'm not an anti-phone pastor or an anti-social media pastor. In a lot of ways, my iPhone has made my life easier. Mm-hmm. So I'm not one of those. But definitely it can be distracting. You know, I don't have to crush so much candy. You know, see what I'm saying? There's a lot of things. So anyway, for those who are just joining us, I'm pretty much talking about appreciating silence. And Jane and I have been talking a little bit about things that can be distracting. Social media can be distracting. Your smartphones can be distracting. Movies can be distracting. Children in the background causing a scene, that can be distracting. But hey, some distractions are okay and wonderful, but there are some things that are unnecessary. So I want to talk about appreciating silence. Or excuse me, isn't that right? Yeah, appreciating silence. Mm-hmm. And today is Ash Wednesday. Baptists typically don't observe Ash Wednesday. If you're not familiar with that, it's kind of the kickoff, the 40 days until Easter. I don't observe it, although there are certain elements about it that I do appreciate. And I certainly do appreciate the idea of disciplining yourself spiritually. And so one spiritual discipline I wanted to talk about was silence and reflection. Silence and reflection. Now, in preparation for this, I came across a wonderful article that inspired me to speak on this. I read this article many years ago, but lately I've been thinking about it a great deal. But in this article, the author, she did a wonderful job of collecting a bunch of scripture passages that have to deal with silence, minding your mouth, and reflection. And so I'm just going to read them straight through, and I'm not going to comment too much on them, but if something catches my attention, I will. Proverbs 1:5, let a wise person listen and increase learning. Let a wise person listen and increase learning. Proverbs 10:8, a wise heart accepts commands, but foolish lips will be destroyed. A wise heart accepts commands, but foolish lips will be destroyed. Proverbs 10:14. The wise store up knowledge, but the mouth of the fool hastens destruction. Proverbs 10:19. When there are many words, sin is unavoidable, but the one who controls his lips is prudent. Proverbs 11:12, whoever shows contempt for his neighbor lacks sense, but a person with understanding keeps silent. Proverbs 12:15, a fool's way is right in his own eyes, but whoever listens to counsel is wise. Proverbs 13:3. The one who guards his mouth protects his life. The one who opens his lips invites his own ruin. Proverbs 15:26. The Lord detests the plans of the one who is evil, but pleasant words are pure. Proverbs 17:28. Even a fool is considered wise when he keeps silent, discerning when he seals his lips. Proverbs 21:23. The one who guards his mouth and tongue keeps silent, keeps himself out of trouble. Proverbs 29:11. A fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise person holds it in check. Ecclesiastes 3:7. There is a time to be silent and a time to speak. James 1:19. My dear brothers and sisters, understand this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Lamentations 3:26. It is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. Psalm 62:1. I am at rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. Psalm 131:2. Instead, I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. And then Psalm 4:4. Be angry and do not sin. On your bed, reflect in your heart and be still. And so that was a lot of verses. And I don't expect everyone to remember all the verses I just said. I do have a file that has those quotations. And so anybody who would like those, I could send to you. The purpose of me collecting all of these verses together into one spot was to remind everyone that there is biblical precedence for seeing silence and reflection as a spiritual discipline. Because when we talk about spiritual disciplines, we usually think about Bible reading. We think about praying, attending church, and things like that. But hardly do you hear anybody talk about the significance of silence. And obviously, there's a great deal in the Bible that that speaks to being silent, watching your mouth, and paying attention. And so there's a lot of distractions in life that can get in the way of that discipline. I know personally, it's hard for me to not have some type of background noise. Mm-hmm. You know, even like when I'm reading the Bible, sometimes I like to have maybe music playing or TV playing or something like that. And don't get me wrong, if you're someone who says, well, I like having a little bit of like Christian music in the background or something like that while I'm reading, that's perfectly fine. I'm not trying to say that that's wrong. But at the same time, we should make make room for, as the cat being loud, make room for silence in our lives. So anyway, like I said, with Ash Wednesday, that a lot of Christians observe that for the purpose of things that they can fast from. It could be argued that it is important to make sure that we fast from noisiness and unnecessary distractions. And I wrote out, and feel free to add to this too, reasons for silence. And these are reasons I got from the text. And one of them I wrote is to avoid sin. That one reason that we should be silent is that it helps us avoid sin. The idea of watching our mouth. You know, the idea that we always have to say something, that we always have to comment, we always have to run our mouth. And unfortunately, we have become a culture that prides itself on being loud, boisterous, or people saying, well, I'm just speaking my mind. And we applaud that. Even though Proverbs 29:11 says explicitly, well, let me just read it for you. A fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise person holds it in check. And so maybe it's not a good thing that we pride ourselves in always speaking our mind, or I'm just telling the truth like it is. And Scripture makes it clear that it's good to speak the truth, but to do so in love. And so our mouths do tend to get us in trouble, whether we're gossiping, and maybe not even literally our mouths, but maybe the way we represent ourselves on social media. Like, we always feel like we have to argue with people, and we got to let other people know what we think all the time, that we have no restraint. Go ahead.
No, it's easy to on social media. You can, when you're having a face-to-face conversation, you're restraining yourself. You're right. Watching your tone, your facial expressions.
Mm-hmm.
On social media, that all goes out the window. You can just, floodgates are wide open. You let it all out, hit send or hit whatever, you know, hit whatever, and it's done. And you can just walk away and leave all the mess that you've created in your wake, but it's still...
That's right.
And you feel like it's not, like you're not, I don't know, like it's not bad or anything, but I mean, it is. Right. People see that.
Sure. And so there's a time, you know, it says in Ecclesiastes 3:7, there's a time to speak, but there's also a time to be silent. And so we should be slow to speak, and we should be ones who are paying attention, that we always don't have to give, you know, everything that's on our minds. We don't have to allow it just to go out. And, you know, and I think I shared this in another lesson, and I tell people this in person, you'd be hard pressed to see me getting really into a debate or something on Facebook, especially with strangers. And, there is nothing worse than reading the comments. You know, when you're reading an article and it's on a very sensitive issue, don't go to the comment section. It could be really rough. So one reason why we should discipline ourselves with silence is to avoid sin. You won't run your mouth. You won't say something hateful. You won't give in to gossip. And if you are slow to speech, that is, you give some thought and reflect on what you say beforehand, then you can offer wisdom. All right. So anyway, what is the old saying? It's better to be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Something
like that. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Another good reason for silence, and I see this in the scripture too, is self-reflection. Self-reflection. I do think it's wise for the Christian to routinely allow the Spirit to speak to them and allow God's Word to genuinely reveal to them how they are doing. You know, what is your spiritual walk really like? And Paul even talks about this in when we are to observe the Lord's Supper, that we are not to partake of that in an unworthy manner, or, you know, just not to walk around in self-deception, thinking that we're doing well when in fact we're not. Sometimes you really need to sit down and really reflect.
And you can push up the
and that's fine. But that's what it says in Psalm 4:4, be angry and do not sin on your bed, reflect in your heart and be still. And, I think self-reflection is good, to just be honest with yourself. What are you looking for?
Oh, just
oh, okay, that's fine.
Different examples. Well, no, Jesus set the example.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of getting away
yes.
to himself, to pray,
mm-hmm.
to speak with his Father, and I mean, what better example to follow? So, I mean, there's
that's
plenty
right.
of them, but.
Yes.
Looking for a particular one.
Yes. Jesus, maybe Luke 5. I'm not sure. That kind of comes to mind because we haven't read that far yet in our Bible reading, right? But I believe, they'll hold me to that. I do believe there is an example there in which Jesus left a large crowd that he was ministering to in order to spend some time away in silence and in prayer. and just in, well, I'm jumping ahead, but simply in prayer. Now, of course, Jesus didn't have to self-reflect for the purpose of seeing how his faith was or whether or not he was engaging in sin because he was perfect. But still, at the same time, Jesus saw it necessary to get away from the loud, overwhelming crowds who were demanding of him. And he often went alone and prayed together, prayed with his Father. And so that's important. Jesus does give us a good example of that. Was that right by chance?
Luke 5.
Yeah.
No, that's like the calling of Matthew.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I was just wondering. For some reason, I got Luke 5 in my head. Back. I'm wrong, apparently. And so we do reasons for silence is to avoid sin. Sometimes it's better to let our mouths be quiet. And to also self-reflect. And then finally, I would say to simply enjoy God. To enjoy God. I think it's wonderful to sit around and delight in prayer. To enjoy God. To really ponder the mysteries of God's word. And to really think about the salvation that we have in his son, Jesus. You know, one thing that I often did while I was enduring a lot of cancer treatments and was a little afraid about what was going to happen to me is that I would pray to God that he would grant me moments of joy, that God would grant me heavenly visions. And then I sometimes would just lay in my bed at night thinking about the agony of Christ on the cross and the victory of his resurrection. And so I do think it's wonderful to sit around and just simply enjoy the gospel story, to enjoy the promises that we have in Christ. And so there has been many a times where things looked dark for me. I was getting down. I was having a hard time. But God would intervene and just bring me happiness and joy. And so one time in particular, I remember just walking on a trail by myself near the church graveyard. And God just overwhelmed me with his presence. That's the only way I can describe it. And it just felt like I had just walked into heaven because I really got to enjoy the Lord during that time. And I think that was just him coming upon me to give me assurance of my salvation. And just to grant me a moment of joy and relief from the hard times I was feeling. So it's good to slow down. Sometimes you wonder if you miss out on God trying to speak to you. And I don't mean like some weird, cult leader type way. But just to feel God's presence and allow and him to come upon you and remind you of wonderful scriptural truths. I wonder how many times we miss out on those because we're busy on our phones or we're busy looking at the TV or we're just simply allowing life to overwhelm us. And so it is good to appreciate silence, just to take our time to really reflect on how well we're doing in our faith, that we need to be silent to avoid sinning and also to enjoy God. Am I making any sense?
I think so.
All right. That's in the ramble. You know, so anyway. And so, yeah. So maybe, and again, Baptists typically don't observe or formally observe Ash Wednesday. If you decide to do so, that's fine. But maybe during this time, one thing that you can think about doing in preparation for Easter Sunday, which is 40 days now away, to think about how you're going to set some time aside each day in which you can really just appreciate silence, enjoy God's presence, if that's possible. It's hard.
That's why it is. It's
yeah. Yes. So anyway,
I take that as a sign. Yeah. I need to come read my Bible when I'm
so
awake.
Anyway, the way I'm going to conclude this. Kind of a new recent hero of mine lately that I've like been watching a lot of and listened to his speeches was Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers. Yeah, I love him, and I've had people compare me to him before.
Just because you wear a cardigan.
Because I wear cardigans. Oh, I thought it was because I was nice.
You are.
But anyway, One thing that he was known for doing was routinely asking people to simply be silent for 10 seconds and reflect on the people who have loved them into being. That was the expression that he used. And I don't agree with all of Fred Rogers' theology or anything like that. I think he was wrong in some things. But I think he was right on that practice, that it's good to slow down and really reflect on things. So instead of me asking you to reflect on the people who have loved you into being, I'm going to ask you to spend about 10 seconds to reflect and be quiet. Get everyone in your house to mute the TV. Stop looking at your phone.
I'm just playing.
Put your phones down. Turn your TVs down. Any type of distraction to the best of your ability. And what we're going to do is we're going to have 10 seconds in which we reflect on the goodness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because I think it is important for us to just be in the regular habit of sitting around and thinking about how great Christ is and our salvation in his good works. So I give Jane a second to wrap up what she's doing.
I'm sending something to Roxanne.
I know. I'm not picking on you.
Because I need to get the answer.
And so everyone at this time, if you would, just make sure you have all the distractions in your house settled to the best of your ability. And I want to give you 10 seconds and I'll do a little internal counting in which we think about the goodness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Starting now. It's hard, isn't it? Isn't it?
What? Sorry.
Just trying to be calm for 10 seconds. Even for me, it can be. You're good. Not me.
I'm happy with quiet.
Oh, it's hard for me. It's so hard for me. But it's just, Jesus is good. He is good. And he has saved our souls. And I pray that we always give adequate time to really think about how awesome he is. So let's appreciate silence. Buzz. <Yeah. laughs> I said, let's appreciate silence. And Jane's phone just went.
Hey, your stomach was growling.
And then my stomach growled in the 10 seconds. Right, I was like, let us go ahead and start. Roll. So anyway, let's go ahead and have a word of prayer together, guys. And then I'll let you enjoy the rest of your evening. Love you. And thank you for paying attention to us. I know that my Bible lessons are not really that organized and I don't know what else to say. We'll just have a word of prayer. Lord, I thank you for this, your holy word and just this nice little Bible lesson that we had, this little discussion about a truth in your scripture, and that the truth is this, that we need to be watching how we speak, that we need to appreciate the time which we can be quiet and reflect on the goodness of the gospel and just enjoy Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and that we have victory not in of ourselves, but in Him, that in Christ we will not have to bear the sting of death. That though we might fall asleep, not even death can separate us from our Savior. We thank you, Jesus. And we're sorry where we do allow so much distraction to get in our way. We're sorry when we're too quick to speak in anger rather than to learn and listen and be patient. I ask that you bless all those who are listening. I ask that you bless my friends, my neighbors, and also bless my church family. I pray that they just grow in their faith and just have stronger love for God, for neighbor, and that we love our community. I pray that everyone who's listening to this has a restful evening and are better prepared for the work day tomorrow or whatever challenge that they are facing. Help us not to be so susceptible to sin, but lead us away from temptation. Help us overcome. And let us no longer find the deceptions of Satan so attractive, but with each passing day that it become disgusting to us and we delight more and more in good things. Lord, receive our prayer this evening and delight in them. And Lord, we will always delight in you. Amen. All right, guys. Thanks for watching, and I hope I wasn't too nonsensical. I ramble. I know I do. But anyway, I just like talking about things. I'm sorry?
The prayer meeting. Don't forget about that.
Yes, we have a prayer meeting at 8. So, what time is it?
I didn't ramble. Don't know.
I know I didn't ramble for an hour.
No, it's only 7:32, so you're good.
All right.
And the children, too, are doing, I think, I don't know if it's the church group.
I don't know. But
they're doing a
that's fine.
Story.
We could talk about this. We're wrapping things up. Okay. So anyway, bye, guys. Enjoy your evening.